face of collegiate athletics is changing, and someday soon, the major sporting events of the year may well be the kind that are played only in the virtual realm, so-called esports. Hawaii Pacific University has become an enthusiastic early adopter of esports. Last month, it opened the state's first esports arena at Aloha Tower Marketplace. We spoke to HPU President John Kotunda about his reasons for going all in.
Well, HPU wants to provide a real innovative and personalized experience for our students, and so esports fit perfectly in with that. This is, one of the most innovative new sort of sports, and I think that being one of the early adopters in this fits right in with the theme of what the experience also we're trying to provide for our students.
An initial reaction might be, these are kids who live in a world of virtual reality rather than reality. But there's more to it than that, is the way you're describing it.
Absolutely. And in fact, 65% of college-age students say that they play some form of video games. This is incredibly popular among sort of that generation. And there's a huge viewership for this. It's estimated that in 3 to 4 years, the viewership for esports will exceed that of all traditional sports. And in fact, the last League of Legends final, the viewership for that exceeded that of the NBA final game or the World Series final. And in fact, the viewership for the midseason invitational for League of Legends was 360 million unique viewers, which is three times that of the Super Bowl. So this is incredibly popular, and it's becoming even more popular and more accepted. The International Olympic Committee is actually considering having esports be an Olympic sport in the 2024 Paris Olympics.
We always hear, with regard to college sports, traditional college sports, that the values that they instill, the values that they have beyond the playing field. Can the same be said for esports?
Absolutely. It creates and fosters teamwork, creativity, time management, use of and very good use of technology. But at the same time, the rules and their ethics and that one has to adhere to. And in fact, we have one of our professors that is studying in one of his classes esports and the rules and regulations and as part of the communications class.
Well, it certainly would call for. I'm trying to think of what skills it would call for. Mastery of a great deal of detail, for one thing, right?
Absolutely, and creativity. There's a lot of creativity and strategy that go into this. And, of course, the participants play in teams here. So they need to work closely together, and that, I think, also builds relationships among sort of the team members themselves.
What's an example of an e-sport? Forgive my ignorance. I'm trying to figure out what your team is trying to accomplish. Are you pushing toward the goal line, or what's the structure of a typical e-sport game?
Well, it depends on the game.
Mm-hmm.
So
sure.
So there could be a game like League of Legends where the object would be to there are certain goals that the team will try to achieve, and it's very similar to a battle strategy type game.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a game like NBA 2K, where it's more of what probably you and I were used to in the early sort of video games, which is incredibly advanced now. But NBA 2K, actually, 17 NBA teams have started a esports NBA 2K league that will kick off next year. So that's a wholly different type of game that is also played on a professional level now.
It really sounds as if we might be moving toward kind of non-physical athletics.
Well, I think it complements the physical athletics.
Yeah.
It's just a different type of sport.
Yeah.
If you define sport is really just defined as physical activity where people come together to play in a competition. And yet, esports, it does involve physical activity. It just doesn't involve the same type, maybe, of physical activity, but it has the same, at times, characteristics like teamwork, like creativity, like time management that we often see in many sports. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I do think in the end, esports really is a type of sport, and it does have the same many of the same types of characteristics.
Well, certainly I would think that as a team effort, the whole emphasis on strategy, you know, I'm thinking back to some of the original games, things like chess, which were really practice for warfare in a sense, and how military strategy works, you know, knights and pawns and all that kind of thing. And that the basic structure of a game, moving your people forward to get territory from the other guy, doesn't seem to have changed that much.
No. And in fact, I was watching curling the other day on the Olympic, and I'm fascinated by it. I was watching it on TV, and I was thinking, you know, esports to some extent involves a similar type of strategy and thinking and placement, and so in many ways I think it is very similar to many of the types of sports that we see.
What does the adoption by HPU of esports say about your philosophy as a university?
Well, as a philosophy of the university, we do want to be innovative. We want to provide a very personalized experience for students. And I think the adoption of esports speaks directly to that. It is one of the most innovative sort of new endeavors. 300 of the universities across the country have already adopted esports, including schools in the Big Ten and the Pac-12. Schools like UC Berkeley, Arizona State are very big, and UC Irvine in Utah are have esports programs. And so we want to be one of the early adopters in this and participate in this because we recognize where this is going. At the same time, as I said, we want to provide a very personalized experience for our students. So we want to bring them out of sort of the dorm rooms and bring them into a space where they can come together and have more of a community. And so we're providing an esports arena here, not only for our esports athletes to participate, but really for the whole community to come together, really to have fun and enjoy sort of the space and to build sort of relationships that for us we hope will last a lifetime for our students.
I'm thinking that if your esport team has a match coming up with the University of Michigan, they don't have to get on a bus or a plane to meet the other team, do they?
That's true. You can play with against teams all over the world. And that's one of the interesting sort of phenomenon about esports. In fact, you can create teams to where people are in different locations. But it is, I think, one of the very interesting new types of sports that is creating, I guess, too, sort of a redefining how we think about sport overall.
Even to the point where you folks are offering scholarships for adepts in.
That's right. And we're not the first to do this, but we are offering scholarships for qualified esports athletes who want to participate in the program. As well as we have a competitive team that will play against other universities in this. And we, again, have a esports arena that they practice in, that they can play in, and that we can host tournaments too in. In fact, yesterday we had a grand opening of our new esports arena, and we invited a number of high school teams to come and play. And I think it was St. Louis and Roosevelt. Their teams wound up in the finals, and it was broadcast actually over radio. So the viewership of that is I think there's a huge viewership, a huge interest, you know, in the local community too for this.
John Gotanda is the president of Hawaii Pacific University, and last month, HPU held the grand opening of the state's first collegiate esports arena at Aloha Tower Marketplace. To learn more, you can visit the Conversations Facebook page.